Today, we're going to eliminate excuses. Now, I'm not talking about those excuses that are, you know, like the lies that people tell on why they didn't get to work or get to school on time, where it really was all within their control. I'm talking about those excuses that are more so shaped as good reasons. Believe me when I say there are many good reasons for us to decide to slack off, for us to decide to take a step back, for us to decide not to produce the results or the effort that will lead to our greatest form in the moment. So what I want to do is encourage you to eliminate those good reasons, because they can still be shaped as excuses. Those good reasons are things that are typically outside of our control. Those things that happened to us that we didn't have an idea that it was going to happen. We didn't even see it coming. Those type of things. So even when we have things that happen that are outside of our control and we didn't foresee it happening, these are the things that we still need to take responsibility for. Even though we weren't the ones to cause the issue, the challenge, or present the trial or the tribulation, we need to still take ownership of it and accountability, because these things that happened, it didn't necessarily like it happened to us. We just happened to be experiencing this. And when we are experiencing this, we're not taking it personal, but we're going to look at it and say, I'm going to take accountability for what is happening, so I can then take accountability for the growth, the lesson that comes from it. Usually, individuals struggle in moments of challenges or trials and tribulations, because one of the phases we go through is denial. One of the phases we go through is accepting that we are in a challenge and accepting the feelings that it causes us to have. But instead of even going through that phase and space and time, what we're going to do is acknowledge that it is a challenge, that it is a trial, it is a tribulation, it is something that happened outside of our control. But we're not going to make an excuse for it and decide not to show up and still show out. What we're going to do is use it as fuel to learn, to grow, to evolve as people. There are many things that can be good reasons for us to take a step back. And as I tell you this, I'm not telling you this to discourage you from having those moments and taking the time that you need when certain things happen in your life. Because there are many severe things that can happen that can derail our motion and what we are working towards. But what I want us to understand is this: even when we have these tragedies that can happen, these drastic moments that can happen, time does not stop. Life will continue to move. So yes, we still need to take those moments in that time necessary to heal, to overcome, but we have to have that discernment to know when we got to continue to press forward immediately, or we can take a step back and go through our process of healing, right? We just got to have a discernment on that. And we can't allow the situation to then be a reason why we slack off, fall off, and stop moving along the path of greatness that we've been walking on. Instead, we're going to take that moment if we need to recover, to recoup, to heal, and then to press forward and keep going. We use moments that we have no control over as fuel and a lesson. And a prime example of that, and why I share this with you today, is because one of the most drastic things that have ever happened in my life, the moment that I've had, is that my mother passed away at the age of 39. And when she passed away, I was 18 years old. And that is something that still weighs on me to this day as a 32-year-old man. But what happened is, for some reason, my mind shifted to understand that the best way for me to still live in this world, and the best way for me to take advantage of this existence that I have, is to know that I must live for my mother instead of passing with my mother. Because even though I may still have breath, that moment was such a drastic and tragic moment that I could have chosen to just exist and not live. See, we have life, y'all. We have life, so let's live it. Let's experience it. And when we have those experiences, that's such a trauma as losing someone or something that can be even worse that happens to us from diseases and everything of that nature. Let's not allow those moments to derail us, but let's still find in those moments ways to see the silver lining, ways to continue to fight, ways to use those type of moments as fuel to live and experience life in a positive way. We can choose with our heart and our mind to take advantage of those tragic moments that can be good reasons or excuses. We can use our minds to shift that moment and to say, you know what? I'm going to grow from this. I'm going to learn from this. And even if that moment isn't as drastic as losing someone or battling with something like cancer, and that moment may be something a bit more simple, like I came outside and my form of transportation was flat tires, my phone cracked, my car stolen, whatever the case may be. Even if those are moments like that, we're not going to use that and say, you know what, being that that happened, I couldn't complete my assignment today. Being that that happened, I didn't show up to work today. Being that that happened, I decided to not show up for myself today. No, we're going to use moments like that as fuel. We're going to use moments like that to press forward and continue to show up the best way for ourselves. Because if we show up the best way for ourselves and we stop giving ourselves excuses, we stop giving ourselves reasons why we can't, we can move forward and build a certain amount of resilience and persistence. So when moments continue to rear their head in this life, we have a better mentality and a better spiritual fight amongst us or within us to deal with these type of things. Family, your life is such a beautiful thing. And today, let's not make excuses. Let's, of course, have discernment. Let's know when it's time to step away, to step back, or take those moments. But if it isn't something so severe, and you can continue to press forward in today and keep your mind, then let's do that. Let's not make an excuse for today. Let's take accountability for anything that shows up, even if we didn't cause it. And let's win. Peace and love.